Your inbox holds 2,400 unread emails. You've stopped even trying to keep up. Important things? They'll just have to find another way to reach you. Sound familiar? This isn't a personal failing. It's a design flaw in how most teams operate. While David Allen's Getting Things Done revolutionized individual productivity 2 decades ago, its team application might be even more critical today. We're drowning in 4 times the information we faced in the 1980s, switching between apps 1,100 times daily and checking emails 74 times before lunch. The cost? 9 billion euros annually in Germany alone from workplace burnout. Yet some teams operate differently. Their meetings end on time. Emails get answered within 24 hours. Everyone knows exactly what they're delivering. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when teams stop automating dysfunction and start building systems that actually work. Team GTD functions as a collective nervous system. Like individuals, teams must capture, clarify, organize, reflect, and engage. Most skip straight to execution without building the necessary infrastructure. Capture creates friction-free ways to record commitments in shared systems. One executive discovered her team made 47 commitments in a meeting, none documented. 3 weeks later, half were forgotten and trust eroded. Clarify transforms vague intentions into concrete reality. What's the next action? And what's the desired outcome? A pharmaceutical team met for 6 months on improve customer satisfaction without defining improvement. Clarifying enabled them to launch 3 targeted interventions within 2 weeks. Organization means accessible systems. Distinguish small P projects, individual tasks, from big P projects, requiring coordination. This prevents critical initiatives from disappearing into personal to-do lists. Reflection is where learning becomes practice. Weekly team reviews prove transformative when members complete individual reviews first. One team identified 150 opportunities, pruned to 100, and executed a $1 billion vision. Engage means coordinated action with clear protocols for decisions, updates, and handoffs, only possible when the first 4 steps are rigorously maintained. 3 stonemasons doing identical work described their task differently: making bricks, building a wall, and building a cathedral. Same work, radically different experience. That's the power of the horizons of focus. They connect daily tasks to ultimate purpose. Most teams adopt their organization's marketing-crafted purpose statement and call it done. They miss defining their specific team purpose. A corporate recruiting team reframed their work from filling positions to building the team that will solve climate change. Suddenly, every interview mattered differently. Principles represent the how, agreed-upon behaviors and boundaries for team interactions. Not fluffy value statements, but practical guidance. The David Allen Company centers around 4 principles. We rock, we do good work, we make money, we have fun. Simple, memorable, actionable. Vision provides the concrete picture of success. When Nick's infrastructure advisory unit set a $1 billion vision, they spread a world map across the floor and broke that billion into 100 segments of $10 million each. They identified 150 opportunities, paired them to 100, assigned clear outcomes and accountabilities. Less than a decade later, they exceeded their target. Culture isn't trust exercises. It's simply the way we do things around here. Whether chosen consciously or not, your standards either help or hurt performance. Research shows environment trumps willpower. Without explicit standards, teams default to an unhelpful average of what each member considers normal. You discover mismatched standards only when someone violates yours, like couples after the honeymoon phase, suddenly realizing they have completely different expectations. High-leverage areas for team standards include meetings, never end without identifying next actions and accountabilities, communication channels. One team limited themselves to 4 specific channels with clear purposes and response times, and documentation, essential because rapid turnover means new members import standards from previous organizations if you don't define yours. The Leroy Seafood Group uses email for external communication and formal decisions, collaborative software for project work, texts for quick questions, and calls for complex discussions. This clarity eliminates the cognitive load of managing multiple information streams without clear protocols. The busiest teams often do the most unnecessary work. Reports no one reads, processes no one understands, activities continued simply because something bad might happen if they stop. In long-established organizations, administrative crud accumulates without anyone questioning its purpose. When a major UK bank project ran 9 months late, Stuart Corrigan had the team list everything they were working on, then ruthlessly cut 80% of tasks that didn't directly advance the priority. Team members resisted, preferring enjoyable tasks over critical ones. The results? They delivered a month ahead of the original deadline, saved millions, and increased team motivation by 30-40%. Just as roses require pruning to direct energy for optimal growth, projects need regular curation. Organizations constantly create new projects, but rarely eliminate existing ones. Without pruning commitments, even A players become ineffective under unsustainable workloads. The solution isn't working harder, it's working on less, better. The inability to delegate effectively is the single biggest career killer when success brings increased responsibility. The mathematics are stark. Leading 9 people, working 10% harder personally, improves team output by only 1%. Leading 99 people, a 20% personal effort increase yields just 0.2% improvement. The only solution is leveraging team resources strategically. Effective delegation follows 4 phases. Preparation means considering desired outcomes, timelines, and resources beforehand. Negotiation involved establishing clear conditions of satisfaction that define success. During delivery, the performer does the work with agreed updates, communicating immediately if circumstances change. Finally, satisfaction means the delegator accepts the work with thanks or requests refinements. Follow the principle, only do what only you can do when deciding what to delegate. This isn't laziness, it's stepping up to unique leadership responsibilities while allowing others to grow. Your job isn't being the best individual contributor, it's multiplying impact through your team. Team GTD isn't another productivity fad. It's a systematic approach to reducing organizational friction while supporting individual growth. The principles work whether you're using sophisticated digital tools or whiteboards and sticky notes. What matters isn't the technology, it's the commitment to clarity, documentation, and regular reflection. Start small with high leverage practices. Pick one pain point, maybe meeting protocols or communication standards, and apply Team GTD principles there. When leaders demonstrate the value of clear outcomes and documented commitments, these practices spread naturally. Simple actions like starting every meeting with clear outcomes or ending with agreed next actions create enormous cultural impact over time. The transformation from chaos to clarity requires patience and willingness to examine how your team actually works rather than how you wish it worked. But the payoff extends beyond productivity metrics. It's about creating environments where people bring their best selves to work without constant stress. In a world where teamwork has become the fundamental unit of productive collaboration, mastering these skills isn't optional. Your team's effectiveness determines your career trajectory. The choice isn't between working harder or working smarter. It's between continuing to automate dysfunction or building systems that actually work. The tools are here, the methodology is proven. The only question is whether you're ready to move upstream and address root causes instead of endlessly managing symptoms.